More young people are watching Planet Earth 2 than The X Factor on Sunday evenings. As an old person, it makes me feel very happy that 16 to 34-year-olds enjoy watching David Attenborough, who is also an old person, float high above the Alps under a ginormous balloon. How does it make you feel? Surprised? Relieved? Like there just might be hope for the future? Well, if so, you're not alone. But what is it about this Planet Earth series which is attracting younger viewers? As dozens of deadly snakes caught and crunched one baby iguana after another, viewers took to Twitter. It's the stuff of nightmares. Nerve-wracking. A horror film. It gives one the true sensation of what it feels like to fly. The best things I've ever seen, others said as golden eagles soared high over the mountains. New technology has brought us closer to the animals than ever before, into their lives, into their perspectives, prompting both tears and hilarious laughter. Maybe the music of Hans Zimmer is striking a chord, Attenborough suggests. But I think there might be a bit more to our younger citizens' preference for the splendor of the natural world to would-be celebrities on Sunday evenings. In 2001, Blue Planet attracted many more viewers than expected. David Attenborough put it down to the effect of the 9/11 attacks. As a nation, we crave refuge from the horror and uncertainty, he told the Radio Times. And for 1 hour, on Wednesday evenings, the oceans provided that sanctuary. Now, why does that sound familiar to me? Ah, yes, I remember. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. Like the psalmist of ancient Israel, I believe that God can always be found in the natural world. Fast forward 15 years to a post-Brexit, post-Trump era, which after much discussion, debate, and research, the Oxford Dictionary, who know a thing or two about words, can best describe as post-truth. A world in which objective facts mean less than emotional appeals and personal belief. A world in which we, as free people, have chosen to live. It is in this world that maybe, just maybe, young people are finding from an outspoken agnostic on Sunday evenings what has been lost on them in church on Sunday mornings.